Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Sounds like a nice summer evening rain shower, doesn't it?
Kind of a pitter-patter, almost rainfall-like sound.
But it's not. It's actually the sound of thousands of gypsy moth caterpillars high up in the trees in a Shrewsbury neighborhood. And it's not the sound of them munching on leaves. No, as UMass entomologist Tawny Samisky explains, that sound is the end result of that process.
You're actually hearing their droppings or the excrement falling from the tree canopy as they're feeding.
Lovely. And if you're not dodging the caterpillars or caterpillar droppings falling from above, you're dealing with them all over your driveway, your walkway, your deck. But there's a larger issue beyond the yuck factor. Over the last 2 years, Massachusetts has seen extensive defoliation by these furry little pests. This year was supposed to be better, but it looks like some pockets of the state are still being overtaken by the soon-to-be gypsy moths. State's about to begin its aerial survey to assess defoliation early next week. Samisky joins us now from Amherst, where she's an entomologist with the UMass Extension Landscape, Nursery, and Urban Forestry Program. Thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So first, yuck again. these guys create quite a mess, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, we get complaints from homeowners that have frass covering their back decks, and when it rains, after they get a good coating of that, it becomes slick and slippery.
Frass being excrement?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, but more importantly out of all this, they chew the heck out of leaves. Am I correct? Oak leaves, oak trees are their favorite?
Yes. Oaks are preferred, but gypsy moth caterpillars have quite a large menu. They can feed on over 300 species of trees and shrubs. Other preferred hosts can include poplar, birch, witch hazel, and alder.
And can they ultimately kill a tree by defoliating it?
Eventually, over time, especially when you have consecutive years of defoliation, such as has occurred in the past 3 years in some locations in Massachusetts, you can get tree mortality as the trees are weakened by the feeding of the gypsy moth caterpillars. They're not able to photosynthesize and produce enough sugars to get them through the winter. They can also become susceptible to secondary pests, such as certain wood-boring beetles.
You mentioned the last 2 years have been pretty bad for gypsy moths. A lot of people I know remember some bad years back in the early 80s. How does this year so far appear to compare to the last few?
My gut feeling is we're going to have fewer acres defoliated, and that is due to gypsy moth caterpillar killing fungus. In 2016, over 352,000 acres were defoliated by gypsy moth, and in 2017, we had over 923,000 acres defoliated by this insect. In the week of June 24th, roughly, of 2017, we had a statewide outbreak of this caterpillar-killing fungus, and it killed hundreds of thousands of caterpillars easily that otherwise would have developed into adult moths. And the adult stage, although they don't feed, they're the ones that are responsible for mating, and the females lay the egg masses, which overwinter, and that provides us with the population for the current year.
So the fungus is going again this year, but I know that there are still parts of the area that are dealing with quite a few gypsy moth caterpillars this year. Where are the trouble spots, and what is it about those spots that makes them still hospitable to these caterpillars?
So far for 2018, most of our reports have come from certain towns in Hampshire County, Worcester County, Plymouth County, Barnstable, and Essex counties. I think it depends on how many adults made it in 2017 and were able to lay egg masses, which are kind of brownish and tan in color. And you can find them stuck to tree trunks, branches. You can see them on the sides of your home and stairs, picnic tables, other outdoor furniture. So depending on how many you see on your property, it can give you a good idea of how many caterpillars you may have the next season.
Is there anything that a property owner can do to try and decrease this year's caterpillar population before they turn into gypsy moths, or anything they can do to try and lower the population looking into next year?
there's an active ingredient as far as chemical management goes that can be used on older caterpillars called spinosad, and this is a reduced risk active ingredient. The best thing to do after the adult stage in July is to scout your property. If you or neighboring areas, such as nearby forests, have a lot of those egg masses in the springtime when the eggs first hatch, you might contact a professional and consider using BTK. This is another reduced risk active ingredient that can be used on the younger gypsy moth caterpillars.
All right, Tawny Samiski, entomologist with the UMass Extension Landscape, Nursery, and Urban Forestry Program in Amherst. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.